In Uzeg, Slovakia, Rustin had an Austrian mother and a British father with business interests in Central Europe. In his credentials, he claimed to have studied at Trinity College, Cambridge, and to have served in the British Army during the Great War of 1914-18, neither of which can be verified. But archives of the British Foreign Office reveal that after the war he joined the diplomatic service and got posted to the Netherlands East Indies as vice-consul in Semarang, a burgeoning town on Java, halfway between the capital, Batavia, now called Jakarta, and Surabaya. Marriage to a European settler named Cornelia Bishop had already ended in divorce by the time Rustin became romantically involved with Baroness Ella von Heemstra. 11 years younger than Rustin, the Baroness had come out to the East Indies from Holland with her husband, Hendrik Qualls van Ufford, an executive with the Batavshire Petroleum Company. They had two sons, Alexander and Ian, before the marriage ended in divorce in 1925. Rustin saw an opportunity for himself and seized it. The Baroness belonged to a wealthy and highly respected family. No doubt Ella had reasons of her own for welcoming his advances. For someone who'd just been rejected by her husband, he made a charming, irresistible companion. They were soon making plans for a future together. Rustin resigned his diplomatic post for a managerial job with McLean Watson and Company, a British arbitrage house that handled most of the international trading in East Indian tin. This required moving to Batavia, where the couple were subsequently married in September 1926. Ella's two sons came to live with them. Along with a ready-made family, Rustin on an alternate surname, the poshly hyphenated Hepburn Rustin, which his aristocratic bride concocted and preferred him to use. It made Rustin seem closer to her own social class, and also gave her an even more distinguished name for her personal calling card, Baroness Ella von Heemstra Hepburn Rustin. Ella picked Hepburn because it was the only noble name that she could find in Rustin's family tree. It had been the maiden name of his grandmother, Isabel Rustin, who was 3 centuries removed from James Hepburn, Earl of Bothwell. History remembers him as the 3rd husband of Mary, Queen of Scots. That he may also have murdered Mary's 2nd husband, Lord Darnley, didn't seem to bother the Baroness when she borrowed the name. Since Joseph Rustin never bothered to legally change his name to Hepburn Rustin, claims of the latter being Audrey's original surname are false. It was just Rustin, as her birth certificate proves. She, of course, later took Hepburn for a professional name, but that's jumping ahead of the story. While Joseph Rustin had a bourgeois heritage, the Baroness Ella von Heemstra's noble background can be traced directly back to 1528 in the records of the Dutch peerage. But to bring it into modern times, Ella was the 3rd of 6 children, all entitled to the rank of Baron or Baroness, of Baron Arnoud van Heemstra and the Baroness Elbrig van Asbeck. She was named after her mother, who was called Ella within the family. The van Heemstra wealth came from colonial trading, but Ella's father studied to be a lawyer and devoted his life to government service, including terms as Burgomaster of Arnhem in Holland, a chief magistrate in that city's Court of Justice, and Governor of Dutch Guiana, now Suriname, in northeastern South America. Ella's mother's family owned the magnificent Huis Doorn, a 56-room mansion, the Dutch prefer to call them castles, set in acres of gardens and woods near Doorn in central Holland. The van Heemstras and van Asbecks had close ties to Queen Wilhelmina, who'd assumed the Dutch throne in 1898 at the age of 18, and showed no signs of relinquishing it. Ella's younger sister, Baroness Jacqueline van Heemstra, was a lady-in-waiting to Crown Princess Juliana. Ella's first husband had been a lieutenant in the Queen's equerry before the couple moved to the East Indies. Rustin and Ella made a striking and highly volatile couple. Tall and handsome, he'd grown a moustache to compensate for his receding hairline. An expert horseman, he loved tweeds and casual wear, smoked a pipe, and looked quite the dashing adventurer. Though borderline homely, Ella had a flair for clothes and adornment, which, combined with her aristocratic carriage and sparkling personality, made her seem almost beautiful. It's probable that Audrey inherited her good looks from her father and her fashion sense from both parents. In character, they were both extroverts with flirtatious and...